Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children and adults of all ages, welcome to Lyson the Coach. We are back.
We're back, bitches.
Now, before we get into any of the stuff on where we've been, what we've done, and what we are talking about today, I just want a little bit of a disclaimer.
Oh, shit.
If you are going to leave some sort of negative comment on anything that we post, I am telling you right now that both of us are going to reply, we are praying for you. Because if you have the time, and that's the status of your life, where you're going to find an opportunity to say something bad on your phone, then we are going to pray for you.
We are.
So, Jesus, take the wheel.
There we go.
All right.
That's the only response you'll get.
So, where have we been? Holy shit, it's been a minute.
I cannot believe how much has happened.
Do you guys know that almost every day we are like, are we doing the podcast? Are we doing the podcast? Even today.
It doesn't sound that peaceful.
No, guys, there's just been a million things going on. And I know at least that I've been posting. We're doing this. We're talking about that. We're doing it this week.
Because I'm not posting?
No. But every week we have been doing a number of things that honestly, a lot we just haven't shared because it's behind the scenes stuff.
I know.
But it is all time consuming. There's just a finite amount of time, right?
There is.
What ends up happening is this. I think that our podcast is what, aside from like a lot of the videos that we share, our podcast is what really tells a story of like who we are.
Yeah.
And
who we are, how we are.
Right. And I think over time, initially the podcast was supposed to be about fitness and we talk about working out. And then it was going to be, or it was, interviews with the people that we were coaching so that everybody got to hear firsthand from the people that were going through the process what it was like.
Yeah.
Because what happens is in the world of fitness and weight loss and bodybuilding or physique, all the stuff that we do, there is so much crap posted and there is so much hype and there is so many commercials and ads promoting so much fluff.
Bad information.
The other night we were watching, I think it was last night, we're watching that thing that almost immediately you get results.
Oh yeah.
I'm not even going to say the name so that they don't talk shit. But
we're so
anyway,
people don't go look into it.
Right. But anyway, the idea of interviewing the people was so that everybody got to hear firsthand
their stories.
That when we wrote that we helped transform somebody and we did it without them living in the gym, without them giving up the foods they love, without them having to sacrifice social time, without any of the things that people say you got to give up. The person listening was able to hear it directly from the person that transformed. So this way, it wasn't BS, right? And I think after that, we started talking to more people because everything evolves, right? Our podcast has evolved. It used to only be audio, which is why we've got this amazing top of the line mic because it was all audio. And honestly, for a while, I would record it in the car, like sometimes driving.
It was all audio and it was just you.
It was all audio and it was just me. And then we transitioned to doing interviews. We did a couple, still just audio. And then we transitioned to doing a show where it was her and I together.
Yep.
So everything evolves. And I think that in this next wave or this next chapter of Lais and the Coach, I think that we want to continue to evolve and we want to talk about more things. We want to talk to more people. I think we want to have more conversations.
Yeah. For sure.
I think that podcasts or podcasting gives everybody the opportunity to have the kind of conversations that they want to have if you are hosting, but it also gives the audience the opportunity to listen to or watch the kind of conversations that they want to watch.
That's what I was going to say. Everybody gets to be in that conversation, right? Even if like indirectly.
And I think that is the benefit of the amount of podcasts and the amount of shows. Like you go on YouTube and you could just watch. I was literally just now watching a 10-minute video on Japanese.
Steak.
I don't know if it was, but I don't know if it was a specific kind of Wagyu beef. But listen, I consume the information for 10 minutes and now I know what I'm talking about when I talk about it.
Yeah.
Right. And I can have a conversation about it. So I think that it does give everybody the opportunity to listen to what they want, say what they want, and have the kind of conversations that they want to have. And that's exactly what we want to do. The other day I posted, tag anybody that you want us to have on the show, right? Because mm-hmm. we want to have conversations about a lot of different things, right? We're not opposed yeah. to anything. But at the same time, then we also want to put out the kind of content that we want to put out.
Mm-hmm.
And over several weeks, we've been talking a lot about what this first show was going to be about. And I think that what we could do is kind of quickly recap what, where we've been and what we've done.
Yeah.
And then we can segue into, I think that there is a trend of people getting a little bit of momentum and then kind of resetting back into their old routine and old way of doing things.
Yes.
And that's been a topic and trend that I've seen amongst a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we should address it as part of our first episode of the year.
I think right? It's perfect timing too, because I feel like everybody starts the year out very strong. Most people.
Exactly.
And then it's just a matter of time, a couple of weeks before they're settling back into.
Well, did you know, and I posted this the other day, if you're not following us on social.
You must.
I'll put it in the notes. But by January 17th,
mm-hmm.
It's more than, as a matter of fact, I'll look it up in real time so that I am not misquoting myself. Because if you're going to use stats, then you might as well
use. You have to be accurate.
You got
to
use the right stats, right? And I have it. Did I lose it?
I feel like I've had something in this eye since yesterday. I can't get it out.
By January 17th, of the 108 million people that set fitness as their New Year's resolution, it shows that January 17th is Quitter's Day.
Oh.
And 23% of the people quit by the first week, and of the people that are left, 43% quit by January 17th.
Wow.
So when you read those numbers, anytime you're reading statistics, like when they say that 23% of the people quit, so let's say it's 100 million people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if 23% quit the first week, that means 23 million quit,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So whatever is left, which should be 77 million, mm-hmm. right? My math is right. Then 43% of those quit by January 17th.
Wow. So like basically no one's left.
No, like more than half the people quit in those first 3 weeks.
But that's what I'm saying.
So like, you're right. The time today is January 22nd.
Oh, we just missed Quitter's Day. We should have posted about it.
I did post about it.
Oh, shit. I missed his post.
That's why I was reading it. Did you like it and not even realize?
Probably.
No, but did you like?
Probably.
Did you even comment?
I always
on
like.
It?
I always support. I like.
I know.
I like and.
Do you guys like and comment?
I like comment and share
read?
All the time, but I don't always
not read.
No, I do usually read.
Yeah, you did like it.
I did like it. See, I'm so nice.
You're the best.
I'm so supportive.
But you didn't read my post.
I'm
anyway,
sunshine.
So before we get into any of that, let's go over where we've been. I don't recall the last show that we did.
I don't either. Right,
but. Let's go. Our producer, BAM Media, BAM Multimedia is here.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't recall our last episode either. So let's
fired.
So let's go all the way to, I hope most of you are following our road trip episodes on YouTube.
Yeah.
Right? We did our road trip. We went Florida, Atlanta, Knoxville, Little Rock, Arkansas, then through Oklahoma. We did Flagstaff all the way to Vegas.
I think I don't know if we did an episode after that.
Then I don't think we recorded the way back.
Yeah, no.
Because the way back we came back our usual route.
Yeah,
if you've watched previous episodes.
Tired.
Vegas. Where did we stop in Arizona?
Don't remember if we stopped. I think we went New Mexico on the way back.
All right. So normally we would do Vegas. We'll do New Mexico, somewhere in New Mexico.
Yeah.
We did stop in New Mexico. We say that we went into that weird supermarket.
Oh my God. Yes. I thought I was going to freaking die. I hate New Mexico. Sorry. Not my jam.
We don't.
I don't like it.
She doesn't love it.
I don't.
But
love
we've
it.
Had some really good food there.
That yes, but that's it.
Okay. Then Dallas.
Then Dallas.
Then I think Alabama is where we stopped.
Yeah.
And then home.
And then home.
Yeah. So that was our road trip there.
We also avoid Louisiana at all costs.
That was our road trip there. And then we segmented into a whirlwind of things over the summer. We could do a whole episode about, and I would love to get into all of it from our perspective. And if any of you would like our perspective on it, then I'm going to leave it up to you. Post it in the comments.
Let us know.
Mind you, all of that stuff helps all of the podcasts. If you watch any podcast, not just ours,
anytime
that you interact, you like it, you share it, you save it, you comment. Mm-hmm. All of that helps all of the podcasts grow. So you should do it, not just for us, but do it for everybody.
Yep.
Because it does it. Number one, it lets the creator know that you're watching and what you have to say. Mm-hmm. But it also helps the podcast continue to grow.
Mm-hmm. And be seen.
Exactly. So those are always good tips. Good tips.
Okay.
And then we rolled into a multitude of different shows that were left for the fall.
Yep.
We had all of our clients participate. They did Orlando.
Yep.
They competed in Miami. And then we found our way into Atlantic City. Mm-hmm. We went to the Olympia.
We went to the Mr. Olympia.
It was here in Orlando. Mm-hmm. From Atlantic City, we went into Times Square to see the tree. That's a family tradition. Mm-hmm. From there, I know I'm skipping over Thanksgiving and stuff.
Yeah.
But from there, we drove back home. We stopped in South Carolina. We stopped in D.C. D.C. has one of our favorite restaurants.
We love D.C.
Founding Farmers in D.C. I normally don't plug any restaurants because I don't like to share. I do a lot of work to find the places that I find.
He keeps them hostage. I keep them secret.
I'll show you the pictures of where we ate, but I'm not telling you where it's at. Find it. But I will share Founding Farmers because it is one of our favorites.
Yeah.
It is great. If you're ever in D.C., Founding Farmers for sure.
But we did end up in Florence.
Florence, South Carolina, guys.
Epic. Oh my God, let's go. You want to go tomorrow? The next day.
We have to go to Miami tomorrow.
I know, but like the next day. You want to go this weekend?
We have to go to Miami this weekend.
Fuck, next week.
Jesus Christ.
I want to go to Florence now that we're talking
about it. Guys, Florence, South Carolina. We found
one street.
It's
all it is.
We were looking to stop somewhere new. And we stopped in Florence because I found a hotel that was adjacent to a couple of different restaurants that I found interesting.
And before you continue, just to give you guys a little bit of context, we love road trips. You guys know, like he said, if you haven't seen it on our YouTube, you must. We like driving everywhere.
And it's not because we're trying to save money or time.
It actually is the opposite. It's more money and more time.
Yeah.
But it's just because we enjoy it. And no, we don't want to get an RV. That's the other question we always get. Yeah. Like, we should do a podcast on road trips, but it's because we enjoy our family time. We enjoy being able to be on our own time. We stop when we want. We go where we want. If we want to extend a trip, we do. If we want to cut it short, we do. We don't have to make it to a flight. We don't have to pack into what, you know, can fit into luggage for a flight. We are just free birds, right? And we are free to do whatever we want, however we want. We love the road trips. You get to see so many things that you don't get to see otherwise. So we really enjoy it. And I hate flying, but that's just, you know, if I need to, I will do it, but we just really enjoy our road trip. So anyway, but on the way back from any road, going somewhere is always amazing. Coming back, sometimes you do get tired depending on how long you've been somewhere and depending on the kind of trip that you've had. So sometimes on the way home, we're like, let's just get home, right? And this was one of those where the strategy was, how do we get home? How do we drive? Like, you get tired of driving too. He does all the driving, but you know, I get tired.
Well, you do 2%.
I do 2%. I do like an hour or two per trip.
Sorry, I'm not on my phone. I am looking for the name of the restaurant because I will give a second plug.
Ooh, love that. Okay. So on our way back, we were in DC and we were trying to figure out what's the best way to make it home without driving too much, even if we had to extend it an extra day. How do we drive like 6 hours or so and not like 8 to 10, mm-hmm. just so that we can like make our way back down with less time in the car, even if it meant more days on the road. We were just tired of being in the car and driving. And so he found Florence, South Carolina,
which we
hadn't been to yet.
Right. So it was a great, it was getting us past North Carolina, which is normally our stop.
Right.
Getting us a little bit closer.
A little bit closer to home.
Anyway, so a lot of times, the parameters that I'm looking at are, is there a good place to eat? Is there a convenient hotel? Are those things convenient? Is there a gym that we could go work out at? Mm-hmm. So I find this hotel in Florence and I'm looking at the street that it's on And there are at least 5 or 6 restaurants within walking distance that I would have liked to explore. We're not going to go to all of them.
We like good, like, culinary experiences, whether they're hole in the walls or they're nicer and anything in between. Like, we like something that's like good. Like.
And everything on that little street presented that opportunity.
Yes. I couldn't believe it.
Right. There was literally, like, diagonally across from where we were, there was a French bistro.
Yes.
There were 3 like Tex-Mex restaurants that looked really interesting.
Yeah.
But then there was King Jefe. Mm. And King Jefe presented a blend of sushi,
like real sushi,
and
not
Tex-Mex.
Like, yes.
Now, Tex-Mex. If you guys don't know,
I know it sounds weird and crazy.
She is a super sushi. I don't know if fan or connoisseur is the.
I love sushi.
She loves sushi.
It's like my favorite thing in the world.
And where would you rank King Jefe sushi?
Probably number 1.
What?
If not number 2. And we have spent a lot of time and a lot of money eating sushi. Like, we have gone to a lot of different kind of sushi spots.
So,
and it is, I'm going to go with number 2 just because I had a roll with a lot of raw fish, but I didn't have the raw fish by itself.
Okay.
And I feel like with sushi, like, you do need to have like just the fish so you can feed, like,
get. But just to give you context, we were at a, what would be like a hole in the wall or local Mexican Tex-Mex place.
Yes.
Because the margaritas were insane.
Insane. Oh my God, we're going.
Amazing margarita.
I'm going to plan it right now when we're done with
amazing churros.
Yes.
And then in the middle of all that, crazy sushi.
Insane. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get sushi. Like, we're already here. Like, I'll do like the chips and salsa and all that stuff. And then I was like, well, whatever. Let me try it. Right? Like, we're just here overnight. The best roll I've ever had.
Ooh,
by
and
far.
The little pork rind, the little
oh my God.
Oh,
they had homemade pig skin.
Guys, like King Jefe. All I'm gonna say,
we're going.
Florence, South Carolina. All right. So we made our way back. And then the amount of events that we took on in December, right? It's almost like there was week to week things. It's honestly like the holiday season came. And there were festivities and activities, but there was also a lot of work.
A lot of work. We entered a very new and unique phase in our lives with work, where a lot of different projects and different paths presented themselves inside of what we already do, but also continue to do what we do, but also adding to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely was a whirlwind.
Yeah. And we felt for a little bit that we just want to get through the holidays.
Yeah. I'm like, I just want Christmas to be over. I just want New Year's to be over.
A lot of it had to do with we just didn't plan. We didn't really have something concrete. And honestly, a lot of the people that we talked to, the same. A lot of the people that we talked to did not have plans for the holidays.
Yeah.
Didn't know if they were coming or going. Everybody left everything for the last minute. So I know that we weren't alone in that. So it was kind of like a lot of people that we know.
Yeah. I didn't have any Christmas gifts till like 3 days before.
So
for the kids. I'm like, shit.
But either way, the holidays were great.
They were.
And we kind of worked through all of it.
Yeah. And rolled
into the new year on fire. There are so many things going on, so many things that we want to share and bring you guys along with. Like even this week, we had a massive, massive development this week that we can't share yet because we have to share it with our team first.
Yeah.
But this one is going to be.
This one's huge.
This one's big.
We have a lot of things.
Right. And they will all.
And I hate to keep saying that and not say what they are, but it's like we can't really share any of them yet, but we are going to share all of them.
Right.
In due time.
So the one that I just mentioned is the announcement is coming this week.
Yes.
So we will have an update on that. But anyway, so lots of things since our last episode, lots of conversations about what things we want to talk about moving forward. A lot of them she wrote down. I think you have an ongoing list on your phone.
Too.
But I know for a fact that the first one that we wanted to talk about was how come people that are on the path to accomplishing better health and fitness or people that have already accomplished better health and fitness, why do they find themselves falling back into old patterns and routines, even though they've already been on the other side of that?
Well, interesting that you put it like that, because as I was adding something to our list, one of the last thing we wrote was people fight to go back to who they used to be.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's exactly what you're saying. And
so, let's put it like that. Why do people go back to the way they used to be, even though they've already seen another version of themselves?
And it's interesting too, because when we are in a place where we are not happy with whatever it may be, whether it's our finances, whether it's our bodies, like our, you know, our physical health, the way we look, the way we're parenting, insert thing. We in that moment realize that we need to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And change requires change, and people really struggle with that. But, you know, we realize we need to make a change. We make a change. And then at some point we forget why we made the change, mm-hmm. or it's almost like it's this pull to be like, people want the change, but they don't want to change. Like
right.
Everyone's very comfortable with who they are, even if they realize that there are things that they need to do different or that they want a different outcome. And so I think sometimes even without noticing, or they do notice it and it's on purpose, but I feel like it gets exhausting to try to be another way. And it's just a lot easier to just settle back into who you used to be.
Mm-hmm. You know, as you were saying that, the analogy that comes to mind, because I talk in analogies so that sometimes it's easier to paint a picture of what I'm saying. And sometimes I am criticized because my stories are long, but they provide context. And I think everything needs context.
I agree.
Okay. So look at this. Tell me if this kind of goes in line with what you're saying.
Okay.
Let's say you have a route that you follow to work every morning, right? Mm-hmm. Like you get up in the morning and you take the highway and you get off on this exit and you make a left and a right before you get to whatever it might be, right? And if you're in South Florida, there's construction.
Always.
Right? Like they are building something new. There's a
all
new highway
the
going
time.
On. And today's Monday, mm-hmm. you are driving to work in the morning and that exit is closed and you have to take a detour.
Mm-hmm.
Or you are a GPS person and you see on your GPS that you can't even take that exit. And if you are already being rerouted or redirected.
Okay.
Okay. And you take this route and you find that this route is a little bit faster. And not only is it a little bit faster, but it also puts you in the direction of this nice little coffee shop that you had never seen or discovered because you never get off on that exit. Mm-hmm. And now you stop for coffee there. And now you got to work a little bit quicker, stop for coffee. And then tomorrow you're going to have to do the same because this road is going to be closed for the next 2 weeks because they are doing construction, mm-hmm. right? And now every day you take this new road and it's quicker and you stop for coffee every morning. Your day is better. But subconsciously, you can't wait to go back to your old exit, even though it's not better.
To the highway.
Right? You want to get back on the highway mm-hmm. to the exit that you know,
that's what
that you're
used
familiar
to.
With. Even though it's going to take longer, it's not going to be better. And you're not going to stop for the coffee that you just found that makes you feel good, right?
Mm-hmm. And you probably have reasons why.
You probably have reasons.
You probably say, I don't really need to stop for that coffee every day and
right.
spend money on that. Or I don't really need to do it that way because this happens or that takes a little bit longer.
So the 2 weeks go by, 3 weeks, because there's delays because nothing in Miami happens on time. So it ends up being 3 weeks. 3 weeks, you took this new road, faster route to work. Stop for the coffee, you feel good, get to work in a good mood. And then finally, the old road opens up again.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go and take it. And
because that's just what you do.
Because that's just what you do. And it took you longer. You didn't stop for your coffee, so you didn't show up to work as happy. But now you're back to taking this old road, even though you know a new way. That is the same thing that happens when somebody discovers a new path to fitness or health or whatever. They get into a new program, they start eating better, they start feeling better, they start exercising, they start looking better, they fit into different clothes, they start eating in a different way, shopping in different places, approaching things differently, and then all of a sudden there is a hiccup that interrupts that, and then they, just like that, fall right back into the old routine of being what I call or what I consider just mindless with it.
Yep.
Because you're eating anyway. The only difference is that in one way you are paying attention to what you're eating and in the other way you're just disregarding yourself and just doing whatever because it's too time consuming.
Yep.
Right? Let me tell you something. Unless you're counting how many times you chew on something, I don't know how much time you're saving. Right? So the difference would be the either mindless approach to just doing whatever in the moment because this moment you were busy mm-hmm. and then that compounds into three more moments And that compounds into 3 days, and then it's 3 weeks. And then before you know it, you mindlessly for 3 months found yourself right back where you started because there was one moment in time that was a little bit too difficult.
And I think that that's exactly it. Like, that's such a good analogy. And it is the mindlessness. Like, people get exhausted of thinking, of planning, right? It doesn't take any more time to put your plate on a scale and pour the rice and pour the chicken or pour whatever you're going to pour and measure it, having the scale underneath the plate, as it does to just put it on the plate. It takes the same amount of time, but it may, you have to think about it.
Right.
You have to think about, like, I got to grab this scale, or I need to make sure that it's only this much. That's it. It's the thought. The time actually isn't any different.
And here's the thing about time. And correct me, guys.
I brought up the scale because everyone always says, oh my God, you're going to measure food
right.
forever?
That's exactly what I don't talk about. Correct me if I'm wrong, audience people in the comments. The amount of time that you would consider extra on the serving and using the scale and measuring and weighing your food is nothing compared to the amount of time that you think about all the different things that you are going to do to fix the thing that you're trying to fix.
Exactly.
You're like, should I do this diet or that diet? If I do this diet,
really
it's going to
be
this.
This.
Should I really be doing that? Oh man, I really shouldn't have done that. The amount of time that
so
you spend and stress doing the opposite is so much more time consuming than the extra 3, 4, or 5 seconds that it takes to put the plate on the scale instead of on the countertop.
Yeah.
And or pre-portion it before you go out.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like,
because then it's like, oh, you know what? I'm not going to think about this right now. Tomorrow I'll do this, or tomorrow I'll do that. Tomorrow I won't eat this. And then you wake up the next day and you're in that same cycle. And it's like, that takes so much more time and mental space. And it's so much more exhausting than just doing it. Like, it's just, it's so quick. Like, it doesn't really make any sense to me.
You know, another thing I've observed, I think a lot of times people try to talk themselves out of it because they think that they want something new or that they are looking for novelty.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. The most common thing that people see is that a lot of people eat just chicken and rice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken and rice, chicken and rice, chicken and rice, chicken and rice. And they're like, I just can't eat that all the time. I want something new,
mm-hmm.
right? It's like, well, do you want something new? What I usually ask is, do you want something new all the time or do you want something new right now?
Mm-hmm.
Most people would answer, I just want new things all the time.
I
can't eat the same thing every day. And then when put in practice, they see that that just isn't true.
Everybody eats the same shit all the time, period.
Most people, and let me tell you something,
yeah.
I interact with a lot of people and I collect a lot of information and I have for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Most people eat the same 3 or 4 things
yep.
on a regular basis.
All the time.
Plus or minus a seasoning here or there. But most people also feel like they have all this variety. In their minds, they are having, you know, omakase one day and, you know, they're having, you know, Mexican on another night and they're having Italian and they're having,
everyone gravitates
you know,
towards the same thing.
Some sort of Greek entree and like, you're not eating that many different things.
Even when we go out to eat, we all gravitate toward the same thing.
Yes.
Everyone, human beings, back to what you were saying before, are creatures of habit.
Correct.
Period. Right? Except they're creatures of habits of the ones that they want to be creatures of habits to.
Or the ones that they want to pay attention to.
Because if you know, you can create a new habit and be a creature of that habit, then are we actually creatures of habit or not?
Well,
you know, so it does become that, like, it's whatever is convenient.
But I think that the trend is to fight, because it is a fight.
It is.
To resist the change because, well, two reasons. One, to resist the change, but the other is almost like you feel like you're losing yourself if you adapt all these new, like,
right.
routines
it won't be
or
you
habits.
Anymore.
It won't be you anymore. And guess what, guys? That's okay. You know, I'm going to give you a great example. And I think that it'll make sense. Our son is going through a lot of changes. He's got a lot of interests. He is multi-passionate. He likes video games, basketball, karate, magic. He wants to do just about anything.
Barber. He wants to be a barber.
He wants to be a barber. Like, anything that he comes across that he's seen that he finds interesting, he goes all in on.
Mm-hmm. He becomes obsessed.
Right? Those are all different versions of him in the now. Do you know how many versions of him we are going to go through with him in his lifetime? It's okay to keep changing. It's okay to keep evolving.
As a matter of fact, you have to.
I opened the show saying that our show is evolving.
You have to. You have to keep changing.
And the fight to stay the same is a lot of times what's holding you back.
100%. And it's all in here because it's only mental.
Because the fight to stay the same is usually you feeling comfortable with the version of you that you know, because it doesn't take more effort to show up as yourself.
But then there's a second hurdle, which is the people around you. Because if you are able to, you know, overcome yourself as the hurdle, then you also have to overcome those around you. Because if we don't like change on ourselves, those around us really don't like change. Because then they're losing that person.
Right.
Right.
They're losing that version of you that they know.
Exactly. So your significant other, your friends, your coworkers, your family, anybody. And again, because we interact with so many people, we hear all the time.
Think about it. This new version of you may need to schedule when they're going to work out. And the friends that you've had forever don't know that version of you. And they may have something to say.
Because they
are not, let me schedule my workout type
exactly.
people.
Exactly.
Right? But guess what? I have two views on that. Number one, you either need a new circle of people. But number two, those things can coexist.
Mm-hmm.
Because the same people that would have something to say about you scheduling your workout wouldn't have something to say if you had to schedule something that they're familiar with. Mm-hmm. Maybe you got to schedule taking your kids to a tournament. Maybe you got to schedule
studying for a test,
a doctor's appointment. Maybe you got a business meeting at work that you got to schedule. All of the scheduling things that those people are familiar with are okay. But the second you've got to schedule something that they don't know about
or that they are not okay with,
that because it makes them feel like you are changing, then those people may not be okay with it. And that's okay too, right? Because we all have the right to continue to evolve.
Yes.
And in that process of evolving, we are going to change. And that change can spread because they might say 3 weeks later, like, damn, you know what? I noticed that you keep making your workouts a priority.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do it, but I don't know where to start doing that.
Yeah.
How do you do it? Right.
And all of a sudden you've impacted
somebody, right? Or same thing with the food. Like, damn, you're still measuring your food. It's been 3 years since you started and you're still doing it and you haven't gained any weight back.
Mm-hmm.
I tried 3 diets that didn't work. Yep. Right. And I'm avoiding doing it your way.
Yeah.
And honestly, I have to admit, I've thrown shade and jabs at you. I have a secret Instagram account where I write hateful comments about you. But the truth is that you are inspiring me or motivating me to do it a little bit different.
Or even if they don't come that far, the people that in the beginning are like, how long are you going to measure your food for? Right? Eventually they get tired. Eventually they get tired of making comments because the moment it's not new anymore, the moment that it's just a part of who you are.
Everybody, guys, everybody, even your mom asks you, like, are you going to do that forever? Right? Like, so what? So what?
How does that affect you?
Right.
Yeah. But it is very interesting to see how humans work, right? Because again, we work with them every day, and to see that people want change, they need change, they achieve change, but then they really fight to go back, and it doesn't really make any sense.
It goes back to that identity thing, right?
Yeah.
We all have this identity, that we feel connects us with who we are, right? If you identify as a runner or a yoga practitioner or a, you know, insert thing, whatever you identify as, if along the way to evolving, you found yourself doing new things and you are no longer that, at some point you start to kind of like circle your way back because you feel like you're not that anymore and that's what you should be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of parts of you that you should let go of. There's a lot of pieces of you that you should let go of, not because they can't coexist, but because these new things that you found along the way might be better.
Yeah.
And
how would you know otherwise, right?
And if you put more time and energy into them, how much better could it get? You know, it happens a lot when somebody that has always had a certain way they felt about food, right? This was bad, that was bad, this was good, I could only do it this way, and has never gotten results, all of a sudden, you know, allows himself enough room to try it a different way because they've seen the evidence. And then they find themselves, in spite of the fact that they've gotten results doing it a new way, fighting to want to go back. You know, I really shouldn't be doing that. It's like, you don't have any evidence to support that.
It's very interesting.
It's a story.
That's very interesting.
You know, it's a story that you've told yourself. It's a story that you're telling yourself. And even with evidence, you still fight.
But like you said, as we approach a few days post Quitter's Day.
Quitter's Day.
As most people have already reverted back or thought about it or thrown in the towel or on the verge of doing that, there has to be, and again, this is what you do a lot of, there has to be a way for us to continue to fight that really shouldn't be a fight, to make long-lasting changes. The way that you program everything, in my opinion, is, you know, how you can have long-term change, because you're not doing crazy things and everything's included in someone's plan. And there's a lot of ideas that we can all have about, like, okay, then what would make something work, right? Is it to do it in their schedule? Is it to do it with their food preferences? Is it to do it this way? Is it to do it that way? But none of those things matter if people fight to go back to who they used to be.
Well, you know, I think that the way to get from where you are now to where you want to be is obviously to know where you want to be. That's first, right?
Yes.
So you need a clear goal so that you can create a clear path.
Yes.
Right? I would say that
100%.
So a lot of times when we are working with someone, they may not know what that goal looks like because they've never set a goal like that before. So we make different recommendations, right? Mm-hmm. Goals that would be inspiring enough for you to actually want to commit to a process.
Yep.
Right? It can be like, obviously, if you are part of our social and
world,
you know, social media world, and you know that we take people to the stage. So getting ready for the stage could be a goal. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times people misunderstand that getting ready for the stage doesn't mean that you turn into a professional competitor.
Right. Or a bodybuilder.
It just means that you set that goal for this moment in your life, and that is what you're going to work on.
That's what you're going to use.
Another thing that we help people get ready for is photo shoots, right? Setting up, giving yourself the opportunity to prepare for a photo shoot that you can use as a marking point.
Yeah.
Right? To document the journey, to document the work that you've done.
To make
that's
you do
for
it.
For you.
Yes.
Right? We prepare people for athletic type events, right? Like we have people getting ready for High Rocks in Miami. We prepared people for DECA, 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, marathons. Those goals are very specific because you are trying to accomplish something that is very specific. When you sign up for a 5K, there is no unknown. You're not going to sign up for a 5K and show up and be like, oh, by the way, we changed it. You're running a full marathon this morning. Like, no, you are signing up for something that is specific, that is quantifiable and measurable, mm-hmm. right? Now, here's the thing. I think a lot of times people that accept doing something like this, then get to the point where they do it and then they didn't set something else.
Right.
Right. And before, I would always tell the people that we coach, before the day comes of your thing, whether it be the 5K or you're stepping on stage or your photo shoot, let's make sure that we have something else on the docket lined up, mm-hmm. because it ensures that as soon as this event is over, we are going to rock and roll with the next thing.
You have
right?
to. You have to.
But here's what I've noticed as I've collected data. I think that people are not used to doing that much for themselves.
I agree.
And they only take the one opportunity to do something.
I say it all the time. People are like, I'm going to continue doing this. When they get off stage or do a photo shoot and they like it, they love it. And they're like, you know, I want to do the next one, but I said I was just going to do this one. And it's like, I always think about like a trip, right? It's like, we all go on a trip at some point, but no one goes on a trip and said, well, this is it. I'm never going on a trip again. The goal is to go on another trip at some point, right?
Right.
Maybe you're not going from China to Italy to whatever. Maybe you're going to Florence, South Carolina, right? The goal is to have that experience. And maybe it's in a year from now or 6 months from now. Maybe it's not, you know, a month later. But the point is you're still going to go on another trip because life is meant to be lived. And, you know, we have to make plans for our lives. We can't just wake up, work, pay bills, and go to sleep. Like, we have to have plans and goals and aspirations and projects and trips and family things. And I feel like people aren't used to doing it for themselves. And so they say, okay, I'm going to do this one time and then that's it. And then they surprisingly like it. And again, insert thing. It could be the stage. It could be a photo shoot. It could be a race. It could be a combination of things. what people don't realize is that we don't function that way as humans.
No.
Like, think about anyone who is dating someone. You say this all the time. The next thing is for you to get engaged or to move in together, right? So the next thing is to move together. The next thing is to get engaged. The next thing is to get married. The next thing is to buy a house. The next thing is to have a baby. The next thing is to have another baby. And in between there, there are work promotions or trips that you're trying to plan. But it's like, humans work that way. There has to be the next thing. Like, we don't just do something and you're like, all right.
That's it.
Like, it doesn't work that way.
Right.
It can't. Like, we are not built that way. I don't care how not ambitious or lazy of a person you are. We are human.
But I think in societal norms, those steps are common.
And so, they're okay.
So it's normal.
Acceptable.
Right? It's 100%. Normal to move in that direction.
Yeah.
But when you set individual type goals.
Right. Because right? Even with work, you could argue the same thing.
For example, if somebody's pursuing a promotion at work or a position
that's
at work.
That's what I'm saying. It's okay to climb the ladder. As a matter of fact, that's what you're supposed to
well,
do.
Well, I'll tell you. I'd say, and there are cases where people argue. Like, oh, you're a workaholic. Mm-hmm. You know, all you do is work. All you do is like, we're like, people right. find something off.
Yeah.
When somebody is pursuing something that is greater than what they've done, or when somebody is chasing something that is outside of what they understand. Mm-hmm. But it is usually the people that are not in pursuit of excellence or
that's
in pursuit
what I,
of something
exactly
bigger
what I was gonna say.
That are criticizing.
Yeah.
But it's also, are you that person?
Yeah.
Are you that person that isn't pursuing?
There's a quote that says, it's always the people that are sitting around wasting their magic that wanna tell you what to do with yours, right? And it's the truth. Like, if you're doing so much better than me in whatever area, whether it's parenting, whether it's finances, business, physical, like, then I'm all ears to at least listen and hear you out. But if you are not where I would aspire to be or doing more than me, then why the fuck would I listen to you, right? Like, so I could be like you? Like, no thanks. But it's exactly that. It's like, as humans, it is okay and it is what we should do to strive for the next thing.
Correct.
Because yes, we should be present in where we are, but you do need a next thing. And so that happens a lot of times with the goals, because like you said, there's the post-show blues, or there's, you know, you're spending so much time working on something.
I think that people don't realize that the thing that keeps us going a lot of times is the pursuit of the next thing or the pursuit of our purpose, right? Mm-hmm. If you ever look at the common denominator in blue zones, the one big one is purpose.
What's a blue zone? Tell the people.
Blue zones are the places in this planet where there is higher concentrations of centurions.
Is it centurions or centenarians? Centenarians. People that live 100 and over.
Centenarians, centurions. I will pray for you if you comment negatively in the chat.
Anyway, those blue zones have the most amount of people.
The most amount of people in a concentrated area that live over 100. In a healthy way.
In a healthy way.
Right? And the biggest, there's a lot of common denominators, but the biggest one is purpose. But I think that if you don't step back in whatever stage of life you're in, whether you're in your 30s or your 40s or your 50s, and you don't think about your purpose, right? And the next level of that purpose.
Yes.
Then you will find yourself in Groundhog Day. Over and over again, right?
And because, it's easy to fall into.
Because that's the reason that you are fighting to take that exit. That's the reason that in spite of the fact that you found a faster route to work, and in spite of the fact that you found that awesome coffee shop that has amazing coffee, like Tinta y Café in Miami, which
another plug,
which for more than 20 years has had my favorite coffee.
Yeah.
You find yourself fighting to go back to the routine that you knew, that you know, because you're not giving yourself the opportunity to get to that next level.
Yeah.
Even if the next level presents more and better for you, because it's unknown, mm-hmm. you find yourself fighting to go back. And I think that today's episode is more to let you know, if you're listening, that you don't have to do that, because I don't think that most people know that they don't have to.
Yep.
We're here to give you permission to live a big life.
You gotta live a big life.
Because a lot of times you have not had the conversation with someone that you needed to have that gave you the green light to pursue the things that you want to pursue.
Yep.
And too often I have found, I'd say in the last year, in a lot of the conversations that we've had, that most people don't look at things in a way that allows them to pursue more, because they keep doing the same things over and over again. And initially, the idea of today's show was to identify why people go back into their old routine. But I'd like to pivot a little bit and say, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it that way.
And it doesn't matter why you do it. Just let's stop.
Right.
Right. Let's catch it. Let's move
forward. There is always more available. There is always more for you to do. There is always better, but you have to pursue it. You have to go after it. And you're not going to be able to go after it and pursue it if you keep doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Or if you keep fighting to go back to the way that you used to do something.
Yeah. I have two things to say to that.
Two.
That is what I do. The first one is, when setting a goal, I think it's totally okay for it to be bigger than you. And what I mean by that is, like, a lot of times people, especially moms, women and moms, really struggle doing something for themselves. And I think that there's nothing wrong, and I've experienced this too, where it's like, there's nothing wrong with making it about something or someone else if you have to, right? Like, for a while there, I was struggling, like, to work out in the morning. And I added someone to that, right? Like, I had someone come to work out with me. And then I was doing it because I was showing up for them. And that sounds kind of wrong, because it's like, well, I should be doing it for you. But it's like, who gives a fuck if I'm doing it, right? As long as I'm showing up. So it's like, when setting a big goal, like, a lot of times people wait until they're sick, or people would wait until they're in a bad situation to do, to actually be like, well, I got to do it, right? It's okay. Because then that becomes a reason. I am sick, so I have to do it. Not I feel like it, so I have to do it. Or I should, so I have to do it. It's like, I am sick, I have to do it. My family needs me to do this, so I'm going to do it, right? So I think it's okay to set a goal and say, I am doing this for me, but I'm also doing it for my family, for my business, for X, Y, or Z thing, and attach something else to it, because I think it does make people stick to things more, even though it sounds like, well, you should do it for you. Like, yeah, you should, but if you need a push and you need an outside thing or an outside person
to attach
to it, an anchor, a why, right? A why you're doing something sometimes makes it a little bit easier for us to commit to something and see it through. And then the other thing I was going to say is, and we talk about this all the time, like, you are with you 24/7. Like, you are the only person that you're with from the moment you're born to the moment you die, every day when you wake up and even when you're asleep, right? And there are so many conversations happening in with ourselves all day. And I think a lot of times that's one of the reasons why people revert back to so many of their habits or so many other things that don't serve them, because they are having that dialogue. Well, I don't really need to exit off this exit. I don't really need to do it this way, or I could do it that way. I'm not going to do this now. I could do it. And we are doing this all fucking day about what we should or shouldn't do, and how we should do it, and how we shouldn't do it. And we talk ourselves out of all of the things that maybe we feel, and we were watching something about that this morning. If you feel it, if you think about it, right, that means that whatever you believe in, God, the universe, a divine whatever, like, it's in you, right?
We believe in God.
We believe in God, 100%. But I'm saying, like, if something is in you, but then you talk yourself out of it, or pray for you, or you block it, then that's kind of on you, right? So I think that it's one of those things to pay attention to, because you and I talk all the time about so many different things, and we bounce back and forth. But a lot of times the conversation or the bouncing back and forth is just inside of somebody, inside of someone's head. And they are talking themselves out of all of the things that they maybe would want to explore, but then they don't do it because it's them all day.
The next version of you is a moving target. Every time you reach that next part, there is another part to reach forward. It's almost like when you're hiking, and I heard this the other day, it's like you're hiking to get to the top of the mountain, and then you get to the top of the mountain and you feel good about it. And then you look out into the horizon and there are more tops or peaks
more
to reach, right?
Yes.
So that next version of you is always a moving target.
Yeah.
The next level of you is going to require strategy. You are not going to get to the next level if you don't have a clear enough path to get there, and you're not going to have a clear path if you keep having the same conversation that you were having on your own. And I think that if we can hope or wish anything for any of you that made it past Quitter's Day, or any of you that want to get back on for this new year that still has, you know,
a 11, lot of year
11,
left.
11 months and change to go, is that you have clear direction on what you're doing and why you're doing it, but that you also have a strategy on how you're going to get there. Because if you try to wing it and you try to do it based on the conversations that you've been having your entire life, you are going to end up in the same place.
Yeah. How's that working out for you?
So with that said, I hope that we are going to rock the house this season with our podcast, because I think that we have a lot to say, a lot to share. And like I said at the beginning, there's a lot of conversations that I want to have with a lot of people, because inside of those conversations is how we come up with these ideas and ideals of what we could and should be doing. And I'd like to do a lot more of that in a way that we can share it with everybody. Because all those things that I referenced, we did in private, and it would have been cool to record all of that so it could be something shared. Because even if one person gets something out of it,
that's good enough. 100%.
All right, guys. So make sure that you do the things that we told you. Help this podcast and all other podcasts. Like, share, comment, subscribe.
Save.
Save, post, repost. Do all the things that people do on podcasts.
Yep.
And until next time, peace out, everybody.
Bye.